The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Hi, Chidi.
Hi.
Whoa, when did you get here?
Just kidding. She got here before I did.
Yeah, I did.
She beat me here. All right, we're going to get to Chidi's tweets in just a second. First, we have your chance to win some crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword, listen close, is elf. Even though it's Halloween season, elf. That's because if you enter that and win $1,000 in crazy cash at wild949.com or the contest tab on the iHeartRadio app, you could also win a flyaway trip to our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball in New York. So elf is the keyword.
Good morning, TV crew. TGIF. I know I'm late to the party. When Crystal was there, I forgot how funny she is. I have two questions. Out of the three Latina ladies, who's funnier, Crystal, Selena, or Jess? Second question. Out of the three Latina ladies, who's into their Mexican culture and proud to be Mexican, Crystal, Selena, or Jess? My money is on Crystal to both questions. Rubensito, Sacktown, go Raiders.
Well, did you leave a talk bag just to like put everybody else down?
Yes,
like,
I'll
praise Crystal.
You shouldn't lift a woman up and put the rest of them down.
Shots fired. Yeah. Well, I mean, we know he doesn't make that many smart decisions at the end there. Go Raiders. I mean, come on. Did you guys even want to weigh in on that? Who do you think's the funniest of Selena, Jess, Crystal?
I'll go Crystal too.
I think
we all show our Mexican pride and our Mexican culture in our own way. I don't think that should be measured.
That seems like a weird attack.
I'm proud of my roots.
I know all of you ladies, and just you guys are all proud of your heritage. And I think you guys
are such a weird thing to ask.
I think you guys are all funny, but in different ways. It's tough to quantify. You guys have different senses of humor and different styles. Crystal's more of a wild card and just blurts out some stuff.
And that's why people love her.
And I think people think Crystal's really funny, but what they're actually enjoying is me making fun of her.
That's a good point.
They think that's hysterical.
Maybe it's a little bit of that. All right, I want to make sure we have enough time for Chidi's tweets. Chidi, you tweet a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
LMAO, almost twisted my ankle by falling down the stairs in the dark. I missed a step. LMAO!
I hate when that happens.
Oh my God, you guys, and my life flashed before my eyes.
And your knees like buckle from under you.
Literally.
Was this in your own house?
No, it was at my cousin's house, but I was walking down the stairs and there was no lights on, so I was like, da da da, and I just, all of a sudden, I just feel myself in the air.
Oh my God, I'm just imagining little Chidi just like floating through the air.
That's dangerous.
Didn't you recently like hurt your wrist falling down some stairs?
Are these the same stairs?
Well, I was falling up the stairs last time.
Okay.
I
was falling up the stairs. It's totally different. So there's nothing more embarrassing than falling on your own stairs at home that you've traversed like 10,000 times. Like, how is this possible? Like, I should know exactly where every step is. The one thing that always gets me sometimes, and I'll be leaving my house in the dark, I'll be going down the stairs, and when you think there's one more step and there isn't, that's the one where you've reached to go take and you hit the landing like way too soon. That is very jarring. Yeah. Like, that's the most uncomfortable thing. Because you almost fall, but also you're like, how did I think there was one more step?
Yeah, but I'm glad you didn't get hurt, Chidi.
Thank you, me too.
Ow-wee! I am drained.
Oh, I think it was
from work?
I think it was work. I think I had a long day.
So do you go home and like rip your shirt off and just wear a wife beater and like just drink a cold one to relax?
Yeah,
watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yep.
One hand in your pants.
The end of a hard day. Yeah, a lot of scratching. Yeah.
Feeling for a sandwich.
Yeah. Mom.
That's what I imagine.
There's a meatloaf. You're talking about your new job back at Dutch Bros Coffee?
Yes. It was a busy day and I was just really tired because I didn't realize like, when you're standing up for so long and walking around and like making so many drinks, it's a lot.
And you were tired.
Yeah, and I'm getting old.
Wouldn't you
too.
Just drink some coffee then?
Well, I do. I drink energy drinks.
Where would she get it,
coffee.
Selena?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Like, you can't just snap your fingers and coffee just materializes right in front of you. Be reasonable.
At Dutch Bros.
Yeah. Crystal's funnier than you guys.
Aww.
I'm kidding. I literally need it pitch dark to be able to sleep. Isn't that normal?
No, some people
need
nightlight
TV on. Oh. Yeah.
a little crack in their
so
door.
So if the TV's on, you can't
No, like, fall there's,
asleep.
Like, this light on my TV that's, to me, it's really bright, so it's really hard for me to fall asleep with that thing on. Like, I need it black. I cannot see, it, like, any light.
I've been the same way recently. Before, I used to be able to sleep with the TV on, and sometimes I'd put a movie on just to fall asleep, and, like, now I need it off, pitch black. I'm the same way.
Oh, yeah. No. So I can sleep with whatever.
Oh, wow.
Must be nice.
I think I can because I'm so tired from these hours that we work. I can fall asleep and whatever. But my wife recently had me put up some curtains in our bedroom, and the room got a whole lot darker.
Ooh,
and
isn't
I was
it
like,
nice?
And I was like, this is great, especially on weekend mornings. Now the sun's not blaring in there. Yes. I can actually sleep in a little bit. But since I put the curtains up, now you start to notice other lights. And there's a light switch in our bathroom that has a sensor on it or whatever, and has this green light. And dude, it's just shining right at me all night. Every night before I go to bed, I have to go put a towel and hang it over to cover this one
light
switch.
Why don't you just get
light?
One of those cute little sleep masks, like to cover your eyes, and it has like closed eyes with eyelashes on it.
Like the Hello Kitty one?
Yeah,
that has
that's
ears.
So cute.
I've thought about that.
Yeah.
People swear by those.
I know, I have one.
Do you ever use it?
Yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Friday!
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Love that!
All right, Friday vibes are vibing right now.
All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
A little update on Fleet Week as we head into the weekend. So the parade of ships at 12. Oh, sorry. The parade of ships at 10:30 canceled because of the government shutdown.
Yeah,
the air show.
No,
yeah, the air show is still going on. It kicks off at noon. Again, the Blue Angels will not be there again because of the shutdown. But no worries. The Canadian snow geese, they'll still be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Flying in a V. All right, a bunch of quick,
visa.
Yeah, get your visa. A bunch of quick things to mention from last night in the world of sports. The San Jose Sharks lost their season opener last night at SAP Center to the Vegas Golden Knights 4-3 in overtime. The Dodgers beat the Phillies on a brutal throwing error in the bottom of the 11th to advance to the NLCS. They beat the Phillies, by the way. And the New York Giants totally pounded the defending Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, on Thursday Night Football. 34-17.
Guess what? You suck.
No.
Angry Eagles fan, not impressed. Jess's hometown team, the New York Giants,
so
from
happy.
Salinas, California, they improved to 2-4 on the
season. I slept like a baby because of it.
Oh, that's me. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds on this Friday. Highs will be in the upper 60s to mid 70s and remain in that range throughout the weekend. There's a chance for a little drizzle throughout the day today. Nothing crazy, though. And then the rain is going to arrive Monday and Tuesday.
Woo! Good.
Hey, Capricorn bestie.
Hey, that's
your,
me.
Yes. Your day's a 9 out of 10. Yeah. You're in your productive bag today. Expect good vibes, solid winds, and maybe even a surprise spark with someone new. Already boot up. Things are feeling cozy and grounded. Today's all about quality time and showing appreciation in the little ways that matter most.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, you're boot up.
You already boot up?
I thought I was, oh my God, that scared me for a second.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so I wanted to talk about something this Canadian airline is doing. They're called WestJet. I've never flown on them, but I think they're mostly regional flights in Canada. And they announced a couple weeks ago that they are going to be removing all their reclining seats from their cabins, and all these seats in the main part of the cabin, at least most of them, are all going to have a fixed position. You will not be able to recline that seat, but they are going to have 12 seats in the main cabin that if you want to pay a little more money for, then you have the ability to recline your seat. They're not, this is not first class. They're not big, cushy, plush seats. They're just a regular
seat,
airplane seat. But if you want the ability to recline, you're going to have to pay more.
Wow.
They're saying this redesign is meant to create a cleaner and more efficient layout in the cabin and offering, quote, a welcoming service at every budget. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. It's airline speak for we're going to try to squeeze a few more pennies out of you. What do you guys think? Paying more, if airlines started charging you money, this has Spirit Airlines written all over it.
Yeah.
They start charging you more to recline your seat.
I'm not paying more for a seat that reclines.
No. I'm cheap.
But I know some people that would. My husband, he's one of them. He like has to have a seat in the recline position.
He's a seat recliner.
Time. Yeah, but I'm like, it barely even reclines. It doesn't even do anything.
Yeah,
don't do it.
That's my thing.
I never even mess with the seat.
Thank you.
I do once in a while, but like it doesn't do anything. Mm. It's not like it's any more comfortable. I'm still sitting straight up, it feels like.
I'm still on an airplane, stuck next to a stranger who's elbowing me in my side.
It.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you ladies say that, because if I was sitting behind you on a flight and one of your short asses started reclining the seat into my knees, I'm pissed. Because I'm like, you're all of 4'8". Come on. This is ridiculous. You don't need to recline.
It's a back thing. It's not a leg length thing. Yeah.
It's a leg length thing for the person behind you.
Well, why don't you just get why don't you upgrade to a spot with more space?
Have
more
you ever looked what it is to cost to upgrade on a flight?
Well, yeah,
to
but then don't complain because I paid for my seat and I should be able to recline it.
I disagree. I think airplane etiquette, yeah. Keep your seat in the upright position.
Wow. Yeah,
I'll give you a mild recline. But if you go full,
Miles recline. Yeah. They barely even move. I don't understand the uproar over the reclining seats.
I don't. They move back far enough that it, especially when there's a screen in the back of the seat, suddenly now that's it's touching my nose. I'm watching my movie from 2 inches away. Like it does. They recline enough that it impacts my experience behind you.
And okay. It doesn't affect me. Maybe because I am littler.
Well, yeah. When you sit in an airplane seat, do your feet even touch the ground?
Yes, they're just dangling there. Like
a little kid at a stool.
Enough for me to slide off my slides and just have my socks on, which I know Graham hates.
Don't keep your footwear on.
But why? There's slides anyway. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
I don't know. There's something about it. If I saw you reclining your seat with your socks out, no thanks. I'm pissed.
Yeah, if you do that, I'm judging.
Why? But what difference does it make? It's not like I'm wearing these hot sweaty sneakers that I unlace them and take them off. They're basically already out anyways. I'm wearing slides.
They are aired out, so it is a little better. But if you're reclined and you've got kind of your feet up with your socks just out.
Oh, stop.
I'm annoyed. Well, let me ask this.
Yeah.
Because, look, I've taken some vacations in my day, and you're wearing flip-flops on a flight. I could just take my bare feet out. What's the difference?
What's the difference?
To your point,
it's
Selena,
gross.
What's the difference? My foot's already, I already have a bare foot, and right now there's just one little strap on there. What's the difference?
No, I mean, both of them gross me out, just having your bare feet out. But I feel like barefoot is worse for you, because then you're getting all the airplane floor sprinkles stuck to your feet.
Or the sweat
airplane
of your
floor sprinkles? I'm going to need to unpack that. What are we?
The air dust.
I don't know. Just crumbs and whatever is there. Mm-hmm.
But isn't that just life wearing any sort of open-toed or, sandal or anything?
Being barefoot.
It sounds more gross.
Oh, you're saying putting your bare foot onto the carpet.
The plane floor.
Got it. Right. I thought the little strap on top was protecting you from airport floor sprinkles. And then when you slid your foot out of it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. Oh, yes, Selena, please do talk about Ed Gein. I couldn't stop watching it. I don't even know how many episodes are in, but I'm already pretty far in. And it's so good. I absolutely love the series. I love all these monster series. Well, have a great weekend, guys. Bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend. Yeah, so Netflix's new monster series. This one's about serial killer Ed Gein. It's number one trending on Netflix right now. It's the number one show. I'm only 2 episodes in, so I'm not far in, but it was enough for me to be like, oh my God, this is the most disturbing, creepiest thing I have ever seen. I don't want to get into the specifics in case you guys do watch it. I don't want to, if you don't know anything about him, I don't want to give away what he does. But do you guys know that Zach Bagan guy?
Nope.
He has the haunted museum in Vegas, and he has all the haunted artifacts from serial killers and things like that. So apparently he has Ed Gein's cauldron that's been behind a protective glass for 8 years ever since he had it. And just for spooky season, he has taken a protective glass off.
So you can
Ed Gein's cauldron. You can touch it if you want, but they say it is so haunted that even when you go into the room just to be near it, they have crews on by just in case any paranormal activity starts happening or weird stuff. They say it's very haunted because of Ed Gein.
Oh, yeah.
Graham, just keep an open mind, okay? And they say anybody who does touch it, they're no longer with us.
Whoa, they just die instantly and they get sucked into the haunted cauldron?
No, not instantly, but it says that they, things natural have happened problems to those. And if a psychic even claims that Ed Gein's spirit is still attached to it. Would you guys?
Oh, hell to the no.
Cook some ramen in it? Yes.
No, Graham, I wouldn't even let you touch it.
What are you talking about? Bring me the cauldron. I'll touch it.
No.
I don't care.
I would not allow that.
I ain't scared of a haunted cauldron.
Yeah, but it's Ed Gein's haunted cauldron.
I know, but it doesn't matter.
I didn't. So we heard that he's the guy that inspired Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh, he also inspired Psycho, you know, from the movie Psycho. Yeah. I'm not letting you near that cauldron.
I'm just not a big believer in inanimate objects being
haunted. So why don't you go to this museum in Vegas?
I thought you said you're not letting him near it.
What? Yeah. If he wants to go so bad.
Now she's about ready to buy me a ticket.
It's an hour flight. Why don't you go? Well, prove us all wrong.
Ain't nobody got time for that, but yes.
Oh, sounds like you're scared.
I'm not scared. I just can't take a Vegas trip at the drop of a hat. And plus, I'll spend all my time at the casino not looking for some haunted cauldron.
I'm not getting into the same room. I will not be there.
You guys wouldn't even go in the same room with this?
No. Not without the glass on.
Okay, let me just ask this again, because if an inanimate object can be haunted and have demons attached to it, but you mean to tell me that they can't pass through plexiglass? Like, I don't get it. Make that make sense to me.
The plexiglass is there for respect to the spirits.
Yeah.
So they're like, whoa, guys, hey, I know we go through walls and we can haunt anything and have people killed, basically, and ruin their lives, but this little litter plexiglass, like...
Because a lot of times you have to touch it for it to attach itself to you.
Okay. So it's not to keep them in. So then why wouldn't you go in the same room as it then?
I said without the glass. I don't know. Okay. I just don't want that energy.
It would give me the creeps.
I don't like that.
I feel like they have rules in the spirit world too. You know?
Not really. I don't think so. I don't think they respect us very much.
F it, bro. Do whatever you want.
By the way, because of the new show on Netflix, we're talking about Monster, the Ed Gein story. Uh-huh. So Charlie Hunnam plays Ed Gein in this series, and we're watching him like do all these awful, like grotesque, gross things on the show, and people are swooning because of Charlie Hunnam. Like, I can overlook some red flags. Like, what? I hate the internet right now. We saw the same thing when like Zac Efron played Ted Bundy. They're like, oh my God, I think I could, overlook some things for him.
It's weird. Well, I'll never understand you, ladies. I never will. You're writing...
What?
Because you're writing letters to guys in jail that are serial killers. Like, this is not something new that just happened because of the internet. This has, like, been a thing. Ladies have been swooning for... Ladies were swooning for Charles Manson back in the day. Like, we're talking way pre-internet.
Yeah, that's true.
There's been infatuations with serial killers and guys that have committed horrible crimes in prison. And they're just, like, getting married and they're living their best life. Like, I don't get it. Make that make sense, ladies.
I mean, I think it goes both ways, too. A lot of people were writing Gypsy Rose when she was in prison.
A lot of guys were trying to shoot their shot.
She got married. She got engaged twice. Married once.
Like, that's weird.
A lot of regular people can't even get engaged once.
That's a good point.
So people are just sick.
Yeah. We got problems, people.
By the way, I'm going to try to find, I don't know if I'll have time now, but I need to find a clip of Ed Gein's voice, at least in this show, because it kind of threw me off. I wasn't expecting it. So I'll try to find a snippet. Dang it. We do have to get to today's hottest trending next, though.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Do you think she's like leading a scout troop, or she's just like hanging out with the scouts?
Whoa.
And they're like going to go hit the bars and like, just hanging out with the scouts and go have a couple cold ones?
Leading.
Oh, okay.
It's volunteering. Like building a birdhouse or something. Not like hanging out with kids. Yeah.
Got it.
Cool. All right. Let me know if this sounds a little suspicious, you guys. I mean, it's been a while since we've talked about David. David obviously is the singer whose Tesla had a body in the trunk, and that turned out to be 15-year-old Celeste Rivas. So we're learning now this week that he had two houses in the Houston area. He is from Texas. And on September 18th and September 22nd, he transferred the deed from his name to his mom's.
Oh. What was the timeline on that?
September 18th and September 22nd were the 2 days that he did this.
But I guess we still don't really know the full timeline of when, like, the last time we saw the Celeste alive.
Oh, this would have been way, way after, but this is after, the body was found, after people...
Oh, this was after the... Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
Sorry. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, does that seem a little suspicious?
Yes,
like, maybe he's hiding something, doesn't want those homes to be able to be raided. So he's like, let me just put them in somebody else's name. Like, something is up, right?
Yeah.
That or he, I mean, his legal team might be advising him to do that because even if he's not named a suspect, her family could still sue and come after his assets, you know?
Or that, yeah.
And he's trying to be like, that's not mine. I don't own that.
That makes sense as well. Other than that, I still don't understand why this case or investigation has not moved forward.
Literally. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Literally. I don't get it. it's the weirdest thing.
Also, you can't just give somebody a house. It doesn't really work like that.
It seems like it'd be a longer process, but I mean,
you can't just be like, oh, here's the deed to the house. And then, like, you know, rich people would just be like awarding them. You know, the government's like, whoa, there's some tax
implications. It says he transferred the deeds to two residences he owns under a trust to his mother.
Mm. Mm. There's some legal maneuvering going on there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. All right, Jess, you thought you had it hard trying to pick bridesmaids and who's invited to this and that and who's not. Imagine being Taylor Swift.
Oh, dude, who's going to be in her bridal party?
You don't have anyone.
you think she doesn't have any bridesmaids? I mean, that would be the easiest thing. I feel like she's going to. But she was on, did an interview last week, and she was talking about weddings and how she's going to be inviting, like, anyone she's ever talked to. She wants it to be fun, and she wants it to be stress-free. But when it comes to the bridal party, like, how do you pick who's going to be your bridesmaids without avoiding drama? Because her friends are like the most famous people in the world, like Selena Gomez, you have Sabrina Carpenter, you have Brittany Mahomes. And then what if you ask one to be the bridesmaid but not the other?
Yeah.
You know? I don't think she can have any.
You do like the small ceremony thing. I think you have like all those ladies come on the bachelorette party and all that stuff. But then when it's the actual intimate ceremony, you don't have anybody up there standing with you. You know what I mean? Damn. So that, like, you don't have
that
to
hurt
anybody's
feelings. That would
be the
smarter thing to do, but, like, every girl wants, you know, you want your besties there with you, you know?
I mean, we know Selena Gomez makes it in no matter what.
Do you think Brittany Mahomes?
No.
Even though she's cool with Travis, too? Like,
she'll be at the wedding. She's just not going to be in the bridal party.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes more sense. Taylor Swift only has a brother, right? So there's no, like...
Yeah, just a brother.
There's no, like, sister that needs to be up there.
No.
But sister-in-law... Kylie Kelsey?
Oh, true. She has
Will
to
she make
wedding.
It in?
Oh, she has
to. I feel like she has to. Because
she's
a sister-in-law.
Does she? She's a sister-in-law.
Yeah, but you're marrying into that family. Yeah. That is, she's about to be your sister.
If it was Travis's sister, I'd say 100% yes.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, screw her. No, you're back out.
Yeah.
You're back out.
She's married so yeah, that's not a guarantee.
Sophie
It'd be
Turner?
Nice of her to offer that to do that, but...
What was that?
Sophie Turner? Maybe not.
I don't know. Blake Lively?
No.
So Taylor's reportedly just been like making a list of candidates, but she hasn't like made any final decisions yet.
She has time though, right? Like,
I think. I mean, who knows what their timeline looks like? We have no idea. Grammy, what do you have?
All right. So this week, LeBron James, we've talked about this. He teased he had a big decision to announce. Everyone thought he was going to be revealing a decision that it would be his final season in the NBA. He's 40 years old. He's going to be turning 41 soon, and that he'd be retiring at the end of the season. Well, on Tuesday, when a video of his quote decision, the decision too, was posted, he just revealed that he's going to be taking his talents to Hennessy VSOP, which, it was one big advertisement. He's got a collab with Hennessy. There's going to be some limited edition LeBron James bottles. Well, before people knew that this is what his corny decision was, we talked about this on the secondary markets. Tickets to the final Lakers game of this upcoming season skyrocketed in price because everyone's like, I want to be in the building for LeBron's last game in the NBA. And people were spending all kinds of money buying these tickets and the price went way up. Well, one fan that bought those tickets for a price of $865.66, purchased two tickets at that. He's now suing LeBron because he says he wouldn't have paid all that extra money for those tickets. And this was fraud, deception, and misrepresentation, according to him. So he is suing LeBron for that money. Do you guys think he has a legit case?
No.
I mean, he was led to believe, like a lot of people, that there was going to be a retirement announcement.
Yeah, but you chose to take it that far and buy tickets that you couldn't afford.
It was his own assumption.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think there was a little bit of deception there?
But that's like when every celebrity teases something.
Yeah, I don't really
know. You know, like... You chose to go spend all your money. That's nobody's problem but yours.
Here in my mind, though, because we hear about all these ridiculous lawsuits and then the amount of money that they want is some you know, in the millions. I'm glad this guy's just suing for $865 of and 66 cents. You know, in my mind, like, LeBron should
very
be like,
humble of
yeah,
him.
Bro,
that's
I'll hit you back.
True.
Yeah, he's just
that'd be
if
amazing.
That was him and I was going to sue, I'm still going to sue for emotional distress as well. And
yeah,
now
and attack
I'm,
on a couple
now
mil
I'm anxious because I don't have any money and I'm depressed and I've lost my ability to work
and
because
fired,
I'm so stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Let go from a job.
I'm going to need like $6 million.
Yeah, okay. 6 to 7.
Yeah, I think that would
we'll
be great.
6-7.
We'll call it even.
We'll call it even. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Graham. Coming up next on The JV Show, your chance to win a chug mug as we kick off What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, can you look at what Jess is wearing? I literally thought she was wearing... She's got a New York Giants shirt on. Mm-hmm. I thought she was wearing a t-shirt with a flannel over.
Me too.
It's connected. Yeah.
It's
one long sleeve
connected.
Shirt.
What in the...
I love it. It's
can
so
I ask
cute.
The first question? Huh? And can I ask the second question? Huh? Why?
Because it's cute.
But I don't get it. Why does it... That's like, to me, like, that's wearing... like a guy wearing one of those fake tuxedo shirts.
Yes! Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Because
it's not, like, pretending to be
yes,
a...
It yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Sleeves look
well,
like
I love it.
It's like
I
one
love
of those
it.
T-shirts with a bathing suit on it instead of wearing a bathing suit at the beach. That's what it's giving.
It's meant to look like it was two shirts layered, but it is actually the same shirt. And that it's very good optical illusion because I assume...
I love it.
Is your back covered or is it...
We need to post that.
No, in the back it's a... It's
that's weird.
It's
yeah.
different in the back. It's not weird. No. It's cute. And to. My mother-in-law made it for me. So it is like
made
she
it?
Literally made it for me.
Oh, so she did
she's
take a
so
flannel.
Talented. It's so cute. Yeah.
Wait, so it's two shirts sewed together?
Yeah. Yes.
We got to post this.
It's so cute.
We must post.
I love it.
It looks you comfortable.
Huh?
It looks very comfortable.
It's very
comfy. It's very
comfy.
Like foggy morning, you know, my team just won. I get those vibes.
Yes.
But I also have questions.
I love it. You guys are haters.
We're not haters.
No.
Well, Selena.
What? It's cute.
If it was a Niners shirt sewn in there, I'd feel better about it, but it's a New York Giants, so I have to
rip on
it. I mean,
you know, I'm celebrating her win,
okay.
So
all right,
you
still,
can say whatever.
We still have to post it.
Yes.
Okay. Give us a second. It'll be up on our Instagram.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marcus from Tracy, the boxing dad, and I just want to wish a happy, happy, happy birthday to my loving wife, Samantha, from Elena, Bluey, Arnez, Emiliano, and Adelina. We love you so much, and you're the best wife in the world. Let's go!
Let's go!
To the best wife in the world. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a great point. All right, guys, it's time for What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Uh-huh. Let's just say if the Giants pulled off the win, my fiance and his were both getting lucky.
Whoa.
We got the win.
Really?
Does he have a Giants win voucher?
I mean, possibly.
Does he have a matching Giants?
What are we talking about?
Does he have a matching Giants shirt
better
sewed into
question.
A hoodie?
No.
Okay, just checking. I'm just, you know, to mix it up a little bit. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. I've got a couple guesses. Well, I have one major guess, but I won't say it on the air because this is a family-friendly show, you guys.
Yes,
keep those guesses PG and squeaky clean. Please leave us your name and your city along with our guests. We want to be able to shout you out when you win.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Let's just say if the Giants pulled off the win, my fiance and his were both getting lucky.
You're sick.
Everyone happy. You know?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to your guesses. Just remember, this is a family show, people. Guesses got to be clean.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. This is Yvonne from San Jose. And I think the bleeped out word is Graham.
Wait, what?
Look, if you would like to celebrate your the Giants win by rewarding me with something, that's totally up to you.
Big no.
But look, I will have to mention it to HR.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ethan from Concord. My guess for the bleeped out word is wallet. Have a great day.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
That's the most popular guess this morning. Like his wallet. Like he had some. Does he wager on the Giants games?
Not on the Giants games, I think, in particular, but he wagers on a bunch of other
football games. Yeah.
Good morning, Melissa Redwood City. My guess for the word would be account, like his bank account. Maybe he did some bets. Have a good day, guys. Happy Friday.
There's another popular guess, but that's not it.
Interesting.
This one's kind of tricky, I think. You got to give it a real good...
Go back to the talkbacks.
Yeah, keep thinking, guys.
Get those guesses in too quickly because we are going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show Chuggy Muggy. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
Let's just say if the Giants pulled off the win, my fiance and his... We're both getting lucky.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos. Mm-hmm. Let's run through some of your talkbacks, see if anybody got it right.
Hi, this is Linda from Brentwood, and my guess is mom. Hope I win.
Mom? Mom's getting lucky.
Yeah. Wait, from who?
What are you going to do to his mom?
Hey,
I
don't know.
Or is he doing something to get his... Wait.
Yeah, you or his mom. Or
that's
him,
why
I mean.
That's the... Incorrect guess. Obviously.
Oh,
got it.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Hey, JV, morning crew. This is Barry from Union City, and I believe the bleeped out word is bookie. Your boyfriend and his bookie got lucky. All right, happy Friday.
Whoa, like together?
That's a great guess. Huh? His bookie probably did get lucky because a lot of people probably bet the Eagles defending Super Bowl champions, and the New York Giants are a dumpster fire. So a lot of people thought they were going to steamroll them in that game. So, and that did not happen.
But we didn't.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Ryan from Hayward, and the talkback word is fiance. All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Maybe. Huh? Like, and my your man and his fiance, which
AKA
is you.
Oh.
So you're also going to get lucky
now that
the Giants
maybe I will
are going to win.
Do we have another guy?
We do. Sorry, it's not playing. It's not playing. Sorry.
I'm trying.
Okay, second guess. Julie from Valley Springs. His football pool is going to get lucky. I hope I win again. I got my second checkmark already, though. Love you guys. Have a great day.
You already have two. Oh, gosh, wow. And now three.
Wow.
Julie from Valley Springs won a third chug mug.
Here's today's clip.
What?
Unbleeped.
Let's just say if the Giants pulled off the win, my fiance and his pool were both getting lucky.
We need to start like a chug mug leaderboard.
Well, I think people need
Julie's at the top, and then you know.
I don't know if she is though. There might be others out there that have won more, and like I think everyone needs to submit a picture like the ultimate flex.
Yeah,
stand in front of all your chug mugs, and then like, well, you obviously have to be flexing at the same time to flex on everybody else.
Three might be the max though.
I think it is so far.
I
think. I don't know.
Well, she hasn't gotten it yet. Hey, she hasn't gotten it yet. She still has two. I still have to send it out.
Yeah, that's a good point. This one might get lost in the mail or something. All right, let's give a couple shout-outs. And by a couple, I mean just one, right? Julie in Valley Springs had the only correct answer this morning. Nice work, Julie. Woo-hoo! I mean, three chug mugs finding their way to Valley Springs. If you had told me that at the start of this year, I would have said you're crazy.
Because
I've been to Valley Springs, and the only thing they have there is a Taco Bell. And even that.
No shade to Taco Bell. Love Taco Bell.
Well, I do too, but I'm just saying that's the most exciting thing to happen to this town. Now three chug mugs. That's the most exciting thing that's ever happened in Valley Springs. Get out a map. You can find it on there. It's a little town. Anyways, thank you to everybody that submitted a guess this morning. But again, only one correct guess, which is good. I was getting nervous that we weren't going to get a winner because yesterday we didn't have a winner, and I'm glad we got one today. And just to the point of this entire thing, I was one of those people in your man's pool that also got lucky last night. And I will admit, I was rooting hard for the Giants last night.
You did. You're still in there.
Yes. Giants. Woo! Yeah, because I did not pick them in his pool this week. It's a survivor pool. But about, I think, 11 or 12 other people did. And look, the numbers in this pool started, I don't know, 200, 300 people, whatever, and we're down to like 50 or something.
They're
and
dwindling.
Bye-bye to another 11 or 12 that picked the Eagles last night. So, woo!
That's what you get for rooting against the Giants.
Do the New York Giants have some sort of fight song or something I could be singing right now? Some sort of chant or like some other like go blue and red or what do they say there?
I guess just G-Men.
Oh, the G-Men. Go G-Men.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on board the bandwagon. Well, at least I was last night. Now I'm hopping back off.
Yeah, we can get back on the
Nobody gives a fart.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have have Jamie on hold. Hang on, Jamie. We are going to get to our Yup Nope game in just a second.
Morning, JV Show. This is Leo from San Jose. I currently have 5 of them. I gifted 2 of them, and I have 3 at the house right now. I'm looking for my 6th.
How? Does he 5 have 5 chug
mugs is what he's talking about there, and we theorized that maybe Julie in Valley Springs, who just won her 3rd chug mug this morning inside our What the Bleep game, you guys are like, she's got to be top of the leaderboard.
She's got to top. So.
Well, Leo just said, hold my beer, because I got 5 of them.
What?
Holy chug mugs. Wow.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Rebecca from Concord. Happy Friday. I just want to say congratulations, Julie, but she's not at the top of the leaderboard. I have 4, and my son has 2. So as a family, we have 6.
Wow. How is this possible?
6, you guys. And there are people listening right now that have been playing that game for years even, and they don't even have a single one. And they just, Rebecca and her son from Concord just flexed on you.
Oh, my God. 6.
I don't think they even use regular glassware in their house anymore. They just use chug mugs.
We're going to need proof.
Yeah, send the pictures.
I believe it.
I still want to see, though. Yeah. You know. All right, let's go to Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going? Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you guys.
All right, so let's see if we can get your weekend started off with some winning. Jess, what is on the line for today?
We have 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
And this is for our Yup Nope game. It's our trivia game. We are going to ask you 4 questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
All right.
All right, let's get to it. Here's question number 1. Greece, Cyprus, and Malta are all countries located in or adjacent to what body of water?
The Mediterranean Sea.
Yep.
Yes. Good
there
job.
You go. Nice job. All right, question number 2. In poker, if all the cards in your hand are not sequential, but are all of the same suit, what hand do you have?
Oh, my husband is going to kill me. They're all the same suit.
Yeah. It's called a... Take a
not guess. A full house. Not a...
Take a guess.
Nope.
I'm blanking.
It's called a flush. A flush.
I don't think I would have known that either.
That's what you got.
All the same suit. Flush.
Dang it. But it's okay. You're allowed to miss one. So yep. It is all good. Here's question number 3. You have to be in Canada or what U.S. state to be able to view the Niagara Falls?
New York.
Yeah.
That's right. The best views from the Canadian side, what they say. You can see all the falls from that side. New York's got, like, different view.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. All right, question number 4. You need this one to win the game. You're going to get this one. Srixon, Bridgestone, and Callaway are all companies that make what sports ball?
Sir.
I'm going to go with golf.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. Nice job.
You just got 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
Let's go.
Yay, no holy horrible trivia.
No,
that's a nice win on Friday.
Are you with, I hear some other voices back there. Who is that? Let's shout them out.
My son, Shalan, and my daughter, Nora.
Nice. Hi, guys. All right. Well, you have an amazing Friday, amazing weekend. Hang on for those tickets.
And you guys, the all-new family-friendly Tricks and Treats is happening now, and so is Oktoberfest presented by Cash App. And at night, come out to play at Fright Fest presented by Snickers.
No, too scary.
Now through November 2nd.
I don't do that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kevin, and I'm hoping if you can shout out my dog, Blue. He's 2 today. You shouted him out last year, so I know he'll be listening this year. Can't wait to celebrate you later and give you presents. Thanks. Love you guys.
Oh, that's so cute.
Such a good boy, Blue. That's my boy, Blue. Happy 2nd birthday, Blue. Is he actually turning 14 today? Dog years, of course.
Yes.
Dog years.
Yes, that would be right.
Most importantly,
who gives a fuck?
A couple more DMs here. Hello, this is my first time sending a birthday shout out. My son Jackson, big fan of 94.9. We always listen to the JV Show on our way to school. My son will not leave the car until the trivia game is over. Can you please shout out Jackson for his big 10th birthday? It's actually on Sunday. Also, big shout out to Holy Spirit School of San Jose. Yeah, go Spirits! Have a great day and God bless. And that's from Dad Marvin. Yes, happy birthday, early birthday, Jackson.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Would you please do a shout out? out for me on Friday. I won't include my husband's name since he's shy, LOL. Please greet him a happy first wedding anniversary. That's on the 12th. And a happy 13 years of being together earlier this week on the 8th. Can't wait to celebrate our anniversary this weekend in Sonoma and Napa. Ooh, wow, nice. P.S. Fancy. I always look forward to listening to you, Selena and Jess, every morning. Best part of my morning routine. Love, Kat.
Thank you.
Please
so much.
Have Jess meow it. It would make my day. Oh, Jess. Dang, she stepped out she to get the winner. So,
we can have Chidi do it.
Chidi, will you give her a meow?
Meow.
Nice.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, could you please wish our 10-10-10 girl, Olivia, a happy 15th birthday today. We enjoy listening to the show on our way to school each and every day. Happy birthday, Olivia. Love Mom, Dad, Owen, and all the pets. Yes, happy birthday, Olivia.
Who gives a fart?
That's a cool birthday, 10-10-10. Hi, Graham, can you please greet my son, Jared, a very happy 12th birthday. His birthday is today, and we are also leaving for China for his Kung Fu World Tournament.
No
please
way.
Wish him good luck as well. Love Mom, Suzanne, Dad, Jason, and Sister Shay. Love you guys. Have a blessed day. Yes, happy 12th birthday and good luck in the Kung Fu tournament in China. That's awesome.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Happy big anniversary to one of my best friends, Garrett, and his wife, Jess. I will always remember their anniversary because they got married on 10-10-10 and they did not invite me to the wedding. Oh. So annually, I like to remind them of that huge mistake. But congrats on 15 years, you guys. That's a big achievement. 10-10-10. Wow. Very cool wedding date.
Someone's
but yeah, hashtag
salty.
Never forget.
Who gives a fart?
That's true.
All right. Today's hottest trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Matt from San Jose. Happy Friday. Hey. Just wanted to come on here and let you guys know if you didn't already. Today is World Mental Health Day, so do some things for self-care, show some gratitude, get some good sleep, drink some water, and know that it's okay to not be okay.
Aww.
Have a good weekend.
You were with me, or I was with you until the water part.
Yes, Lena is allergic to water. She hates it. But no, that is a good reminder for everybody. Yes. Everybody should remind themselves of some of those things just to take a moment each and every day, right? It doesn't take much. Just a few minutes to either, I don't know, just for yourself, to relax, something. Not doom scroll.
Ah, oh, dang it.
Something that's actually improving your mental
Netflix.
Health. No.
Shopping?
No.
Oh, fine.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christina out of Roseville. I'm calling because I wanted to tell you guys, I listen to you every morning starting at 5:30. When you guys come on at 6, obviously. But you make my day every day. And hearing the energy at the end of the week is awesome. From Monday to Friday, all this is going on. But it's such a great day. It's Friday. Woo, woo. Have a great weekend, y'all. Bye.
Bye. Hey, nice. You too.
Appreciate that.
Thanks
Happy
so much.
Friday, and thank you so much. I just checked JV Show number one in Roseville,
yes!
You guys. That's big.
Thank you so
That's big.
Much.
It's all because of Christina.
All because
Woo-woo!
Of you. Yep.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So people close to Justin Bieber are a little concerned about his new hobby. You guys, when I tell you what he is suddenly
Pottery?
Obsessed with, no, you're going to be like, what
Painting?
The heck? Get him away.
Roller skating.
Bomb no. rips while simultaneously dirt bike
no.
jumping.
Nope, nope, nope.
Knitting?
No, no, Golfing. Not knitting, no.
Juggling Shame. Flaming chainsaws.
No, that's actually safer than what he's into.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Oh, puzzles?
Nope.
Puzzles are pretty safe.
His new favorite thing.
Puzzles. Living on the edge there. Selena's eyes lit up too. Selena loves puzzling.
I do.
She's like, yes, finally some recognition for my hobby.
No, Justin Bieber's new favorite thing, guns.
Oh, jeez.
And he is obsessed.
No.
Now, we've seen him post here and there, you know, him shooting around with friends, like over the summer, maybe, you know, he posted a few pictures. But now, sources say he is suddenly fixated on them, and it's making everyone around him Ooh. Super nervous. Like, he's buying them, he's learning everything he can about them, he's spending hours out shooting, either at ranges or out in the woods. He tells everybody that it helps him, like, relieve stress. Okay. It calms him down. And poor
it's good
Haley,
for his mental health.
Sure. And poor Haley, though, she's like
a joke.
She's trying to be supportive, but wishes he would take on something that's, like, I don't know, a little less risky. But there's not much she can do because he's just a sensitive guy and she doesn't want to cause any tension between them because their marriage is actually good right now. But he's just completely consumed with guns at the moment.
Oh,
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, no, look, we're going to get gun owners all upset. But there's, I mean, the statistics don't lie. When you have a young child in the house, you need to be extra, extra careful mm-hmm. about guns. And gun safety is just so paramount. And I feel, I just, look, I'm not saying that an accident's going to happen, but I worry a bit about Bieber. You know, he's out there ripping bongs, riding dirt bikes, and he might be leaving guns laying around. I'm just saying, I hope that he's extra careful. Yes.
That sentence I said didn't make sense, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like you have to be like in a good headspace to like, you know, be able to make the right decisions about that, you know? So I don't know. I would be, if I was his wife, scared. So he is apologizing, but is also acknowledging.
As long as he's acknowledging that he needs to be. I love that drop.
All right. So remember when Drake was suing over Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us? And he wasn't suing Kendrick, if you don't know this. He was suing UMG, Universal Music Group. He claimed that UMG knew that Kendrick's lyrics in the song, mainly about Drake being a pedo, were false and dangerous. Well, here's your update to all that. A judge just dismissed Drake's lawsuit. The judge said that the alleged defamatory statements that Kendrick, you know, made in his song in this context were opinion, not fact. Like, the average listener knows this is a diss track and not like a news report, as if Drake has actually been like convicted of these things or anything.
Right.
The court also noted that Kendrick's lyrics were a response to Drake and the diss track he did.
Oh,
so that lawsuit is out. UMG very happy with this. Kendrick probably happy. Drake probably crying.
Yeah. Is he? He's not going to apologize, but will he at least acknowledge? That, look, it was wrong to bring that lawsuit forward.
Probably not.
Just from the get go.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Act like it never happened. No acknowledging. Graham.
It's weird because that word makes sense to me.
You know? I know.
That should be a word. All right, Lyft has heard you guys. They are canceling the rollout of that new feature on their app where the drivers would be able to see how often riders leave a tip. We talked about this week and debated whether or not we liked the idea. A lot of people weighing in from the driver's standpoint. Yeah, it'd be great to know that the rider they're about to pick up or not pick up because of the amount that they tip. Look, they're out there trying to earn a living as well. A lot of people online and social media posting about how, oh, I'm not going to use Lyft anymore. Lyft's about to lose a lot of money. There was some, what I felt was the kind of the squeaky wheel, like the vocal minority in this. They were very outraged about this. I don't know if there was actual collective outrage. If you polled, you know, everybody in the country would be actually outraged about this new feature. But Lyft has heard you. They said, quote, while this experiment showed early signs of improving the marketplace and helping riders to get to where they need to go on time, we heard our customers and canceled the experiment.
Wow.
What do you guys think about this? Are they bowing to the vocal minority here? Or do you think, yeah, this is probably not the best idea?
I mean, personally, I didn't think it was a bad idea. You know, I kind of tend to side with the drivers on a lot of things because it sucks. Like, they do this for so many hours and are still struggling to pay their bills. You know what I mean? So I tend to side with the drivers on a lot of things. But at the same time, if this is going to do more like negative than positive for them as a whole, like if people stop using the app, like that's not going to help anybody.
Yeah.
So I get canceling it.
Yeah, I'm torn on this.
I know, me too.
Because if they had this feature, I wouldn't be like, I just doesn't move the needle on outrage at all for me. I'm kind of more like, good. Because you're right, Selena, the margins are slim for these Lyft and Uber drivers, and I don't think it's fair with how the companies treat them in a lot of aspects. So if they want to maximize their time out driving and pick up fares, riders that are more likely to leave them a tip, dude, all power to them.
I get the outrage. If I was someone who didn't tip, I'd be mad too. But I do tip, so it's like I wasn't mad, you know?
Yeah.
I know. The only people that are mad about this are people that like to not tip sometimes. So, like, I don't know. I don't represent you. I can't speak for you because I always leave a tip.
Me too.
So I don't know.
All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, we have your chance to win $1,000 in more crazy cash. Plus, earlier this week, we were debating how Squishmallow is actually pronounced, because we are running a commercial where they called it Squishmallow. We heard somebody else call it Squishmallow. Well, we have an official spokesperson on from Squishmallow, who's going to clarify that for us.
Thank God. Next. I need that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. I hope it's not too late to wish my daughter Lucy a very happy 9th birthday. She's going to be turning 9 on Sunday, surrounded by friends. And we're very, very excited and very, very proud of you, sweetheart.
Aw, happy nice. Birthday.
Happy birthday, Lucy. Who gives a fart?
We are the JV show here on Wild. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Graham, can you tell us in like a couple sentences the whole Lyft thing?
Yeah, we were just talking about how Lyft has canceled the rollout of a new feature on their app where the drivers would be able to see how often you as a rider tip.
Good morning, guys. Francisco from Hayward. Hey, just on the whole Lyft and tip situations, just so you guys know, like, I've been driving for a little over a year. And when you get the alert that, you know, somebody wants to get picked up, you have, like, 3-5 seconds to decide whether you want to take the route or not. So you don't really have time to really, most times, to check that the person tips. And for the record, in my experience over a year, only, like, maybe 20% of the people tip. Most people don't tip.
Wow. That sucks.
Only 20% of the people tip? Only one out of every five rides leaves a tip? What are we doing, people?
Wow.
That's good.
Really disappointing. Yeah.
I feel like don't use the service if you can't. I mean, we tell people all the time, like, you go out to a restaurant and you can't afford to tip. You're like, shouldn't have gone to the restaurant,
yeah.
right? Well, if you can't afford to tip on your Lyft driver, maybe you should walk.
All right. Before we get to how to say squish mellow, mallow, mallow, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. We do this every single hour. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is show. That is show. Take that over to wild949.com. Find the spot to enter it there. And that's all it takes to get you in the running for this hour's $1,000 of crazy cash. Good luck.
All right. Good luck. Okay. Let's bring on Jeremy. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. So we debated this earlier in the week. We have always known Squishmallow to be pronounced Squishmallow, but we were running a commercial, I think, for a grocery outlet.
Yeah, they had some new, I think, Harry Potter, what they call Squishmallows. And we were taken aback by that. And this debate raged on our show. A lot of people left us talkbacks and messages saying the way that they say it. And like, no, it's pronounced this way. It's actually pronounced this way. The debate went on and on for way too long. And we couldn't figure out how to settle.
So I figured let's go straight to the source. Let's get somebody from Squishmallow.
Squishmallow.
Mellow.
I don't know. Jeremy, what is it?
All right. Well, here's what I would say to you. You know the concept of tomato, tomato.
Uh-huh.
And some people say something one way or the other. How do you say the thing that goes in your cocoa? The sweet treat that goes into your cocoa?
Marshmallow.
Mellow. Like I'm mellowing out by the pool.
Now, throw a squish in front of that. Squish. And there you go.
So it is Squishmallow.
Yeah.
Okay. I was really doubting myself.
Yeah, but here's what really threw us for a loop is we pulled some audio from some like big name companies like McDonald's. They had at one time some meal promotion with Squish, what they said, Squishmallows.
They said Squishmallow in their commercial.
And it was not mellow.
Yes, here's what I would say. Honestly, that is the actual pronunciation, but who's to be picky? I mean, my goodness, we're so lucky. We've sold 600 million units of this remarkable like global
units
franchise
of what?
At this point.
Squishmallows.
I wanted to hear it.
Okay, wait. Now, but I'm hearing two things now. 600 million. That's crazy. By the way, congrats. You guys as a company crushing it. But now I'm hearing that officially because like, look. We need to be right or know we're wrong or, you know, because we take great pride in being right or wrong on this show.
It's
or
like, mellow.
So it's really mallow.
If you've got to be right or wrong, then yeah, it would be Squishmallows.
Oh,
but oh my,
my entire life is a lie.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you serious?
You know, but here's the thing. I'm literally making this up right now. Like, I've never considered this in my life.
Jeremy, you're killing me over here.
No, I know.
I'm more confused than when we started this conversation. So which one is
it? Jeremy, well, like, what's your job title? Somebody asked you, like, oh, what do you do over there? What do you do for work? And you'd say, well, I work for Squishmallow.
Chief brand man. So I'm basically the chief brand officer at Jazzwares, which is the company that owns Squishmallows, and also we're the global partner. Oh my gosh, can you believe it? It's impossible.
Because you're like, it's tomato, tomato. Nobody says tomato. Nobody.
Nobody says tomato.
Yeah.
You're
my
right.
mind is blown. It's Squishmallows?
I like Squishmallows. It's sticking with me.
I'm going to have trouble making this switch.
I'm like actually shook.
But now I'm going to say.
It makes sense, though, the spelling.
No, it doesn't. No. Because marshmallow is spelled the same, and it's not marshmallow.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is.
It is.
It's not. How do we get the chief brand officer of marshmallows on?
You're fired.
You're fired. No, but honestly, like I hate telling people how to say a word, especially when you're doing something fun like making toys. Like what's the point? Like to me, it's pronounce it in one way or the other. It depends on the dialect. It depends on what part of the country you're from. And I'm not here to tell you how to say that word.
Sure. No, you literally brought you on so you can tell us how to say it. Like.
Sure.
So we have Jeremy from Squishmooloos on with us this morning. That's how I like to say it. All right. Well, at least we know now. Like, I can go to bed knowing that the debate has been settled.
By the way, Graham and I have kids, not together, who are obsessed with Squishmallows. Any like exciting drops coming soon?
Oh yeah, no. This is gonna be a big year for us. We have everything from Five Nights at Freddy's coming to the new Stranger Things with the new show, the fifth season that's coming out. Ooh. Grinch Who Stole Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I don't know if you've seen this, but the Squish Pillow at Target has dropped, which is like a real full-on
Squish
like,
Pollos.
Pillow.
Wait,
Pollos.
It's Squish Pillows.
I actually am going to need one of those Pollos.
Dude, that's a genius idea because
have you ever like used one of your kids' Squishmallows to sleep?
Yes, to
so
take a nap.
Yes.
I've taken a nap with one of those things many times. I was snuggling one of the other ones and using one as a pillow.
I will be
so soft.
Yeah, you should make Squishmallow beds.
Ooh.
Now, like, Matt, get in the mattress
God.
Game.
Yeah, get in the mattress game.
Dude, or an oversized beanbag chair, but it's a giant Squishmallow, and you sit on it.
And it hugs you.
Oh,
that is so good.
That'd be so cute.
I just trademarked that. Don't try to steal it.
Can we hire you guys? Can we work with you guys, maybe third party? I mean, I know you guys have huge jobs, but maybe, like, there's another. That'd be awesome.
We got a
future. That'd be great. First order of business, change the name to Squishmallows.
I like Squishmallows.
Jeremy, thanks so much for being on and clearing
welcome.
That up for us. It's Squishmallows. I'm devastated.
Sorry about the confusion, but yeah, Squishmallows is fine.
God.
You can go with that if you've got to choose one.
All right.
Wow.
Good to know.
Jeremy, thanks
Jeremy.
So much. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye. You guys, my whole life has just
my
been
entire life
a lie.
Is a lie.
Oh, my God.
I'm shook.
I got to break the news to my daughter.
Maybe they are tomatoes, and we just don't know. Like, you know what I mean? I got to reevaluate
right.
everything I say.
And potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Potato potato.
Potato potato.
All right. Coming up next, you guys, our Chuck Wheel game.
I know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
This is Amira from Utah.
Amira! You just won tickets for Louis Tomlinson.
Yes!
Congrats! Now, are you going to be coming all the way to San Francisco to see him at Bill Graham?
That's a good point.
If I can convince my husband.
Well, you have to convince him. You have no choice.
Yeah, you're the wife. Whatever you say goes.
Happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. So along with your Louis Tomlinson tickets, we're going to be hooking you up with a JV Show Chug Mug if you play our Chug Wheel game. Your second Chug
Obviously,
Mug.
That's the only reason I called is to play the Chug Wheel game.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Don't make us chug, Amira.
So I got a bad feeling about this.
For everyone listening, here's how it works. We sent Jess out to the streets, and she asked a random person 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one, and we are going to stop down. And, Amira, if you guess correctly what that person on the street said, you get a point. If you get to 4 points, you win, meaning one of us is going to have to chug something off the chug wheel. Graham, what is on the wheel this week?
All right, you guys, on this morning's JV Show Chug Wheel, we have Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. We have a new featured item. Blue. We have Chub Mackerel Fish Brine. We'll get to what
That's
that is.
Disgusting.
It's like canned mackerel fish, and it comes in brine, and then we'll drain that out, and you'll drink it. We have toilet tank water. That's the water from the upper tank of my toilet that I use the most in my house. We have au jus sauce. Another new featured item on this week, we have turmeric juice. I don't know. That sounds healthy, but maybe a little spicy. Maybe a little spicy on your gut. We have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. Chef, he doesn't seem too excited about today's offering. It's beef with barley. It's a hearty fall soup. And then we have dealer's choice. You land on that spot and you can pick any one of those items you want to chug off the wheel. Probably the chub mackerel juice.
Wait, is that safe to drink?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Isn't brine like vinegary?
No, brine just means like the kind of salty water, whatever that it's soaking in. It's going to taste fishy.
That's really disgusting.
We've had clam juice and stuff like that. It was worse. This is just, you might get a little fish
seltzer?
Fin in your mouth or whatever.
Yeah, what happened to all the good options? Yeah, there was a Baja Blast seltzer.
That's on the wheel.
There was wine. What happened to the wine? You had some wine on it.
That's Ranch Wine's coming back to the wheel next week.
Oh my God, Amira, do you see what we have to deal with over here?
The Mountain Dew's still on there.
Okay, well, Amira.
Say that again?
Amira, you're not going to make us chug, right?
No promises.
Let's just get to it. Let's find out who Jess talked to on the streets.
I'm Casey. I'm from Morgan Hill.
Casey from Morgan Hill. All right. So let's get to question number one. Amira, listen up.
Will you be dressing up for Halloween this year?
What do you think she said? Yes or no?
No.
Yes.
She will be.
One incorrect there. All right. Good start. Next question.
Which of these Halloween candies would you be okay with permanently eliminating? Almond Joy, Twizzlers, or Tootsie Rolls?
Amira from Utah, what do you think Casey on the street said? Which one of those candies would she be fine with permanently eliminating from the Halloween lineup?
Between Twizzlers and Tootsie Rolls. I'm going to go with Twizzlers.
Tootsie Rolls.
Nobody likes Tootsie Rolls.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
And you guys rip me for liking Almond Joys and you eat Tootsie Rolls?
They're better than Almond Joy.
Thank you, Amira. So
that's psychopath.
Thank you so much.
That's...
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next question.
Do you think it's cool or not if a couple has their cat in their wedding ceremony?
What do you think she said, cool or not?
I hope she said not cool.
Super cool.
Super cool!
That, like, just for the record, that is not super cool. There's nothing.
There's not. Extremely cool.
That, oh my god.
There's nothing about that that's super cool. Jeez.
Shut up, I can't.
All right. Next question.
Finish this sentence. The biggest turnoff in a potential date is a really hairy.
Amira from Utah. What do you think Casey on the street said? A really hairy.
Oh gosh, a really hairy arm.
Attitude.
Attitude.
What does that mean?
What the heck? It's not a common expression, but I guess it does work. Look, Amira, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You've gotten the first four incorrect. You've got to go clean sweep from here on out to get the JV Show Chug Wheel spinning this morning.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Have you ever heard of a radio segment called the JV Show Chug Wheel?
What do you think she said? Yes or no?
Jeez. I'm going to go with no.
I have not.
All right, you got a point, Amira. You got 1 point.
She should have heard of it, Casey on the street. All right, next question.
Which 2026 sporting event are you most excited for to come to the Bay Area? The Super Bowl coming in February or the World Cup coming in the summer?
Amira from Utah, what do you think she said? Most excited for the Super Bowl or most excited for World Cup?
I'm going to guess the Super Bowl.
World Cup.
Oh, my God.
That's it, and that's all she wrote, folks. That is it.
How did we escape chugging? Oh, my God.
Happy day.
Amira, it was nice knowing you. Thank you.
Amira.
So long.
Amira, you are our favorite.
Yeah. Oh, she didn't want us to win.
Yeah, she was rooting against us.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but she
wanted you guys to chug.
Wow. Well, I was trying to be on your side, but I guess I take that back.
I like our listener, Carol from Utah.
I also agree. No, don't even. You never get Carol from Utah. At least I support you guys.
We appreciate you. JV Show is number one in Utah, by the way. Yes. I just checked, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Amira. You got your Chug Mug. You got your Louis Tomlinson ticket, so it is a good Friday for you.
Yeah.
Amira, hang on there. You are very welcome, you guys. Oh, it's like a weight has been lifted.
That was all right. A good one.
Yeah, I am really happy about that. All right, coming up next on the JV Show, we have to talk about this woman in Ohio that has the cops looking for her. I got to look up and see if they actually found her yet, but she was like on the run because of something that she did to her man.
It's
not good.
Oh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. This is Philly Phil from the city. I want to wish my wife a happy 15th year anniversary. Happy that she's been dealing with my dumb antics for the past 15 years and hope to be spending many more. Have a good one. Bye.
Aww.
Nice. Happy anniversary,
you guys.
Phil left a follow-up talk back because he didn't mention her name in that one. Her name is Judy. So Judy and Phil, happy 15-year anniversary.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a good point.
Yeah. No chugging for the third week in a row. I'm done with the show, especially with that question that it's like it has unlimited possibilities. Anyways, I'm going to change the station to the one with the flowers because I feel like that's more real.
Oh, my God. Wow. You take that back. You take that back right now. The just disrespect. Because we are on a hot streak right now and haven't had a chug in a couple
weeks.
Don't
mad.
You can't be upset with us. We've chugged clam juice, and Chidi chugged ranch water one time. It was just ranch mixed with water and eggs, and raw eggs. You name it, we chugged it all.
Tuna water.
You should be relishing in the fact that we are spared for 1 week, and you take that back. You don't go listen to some fake radio station where all their segments are fake. They do a fake sending flowers bit. They do a fake advice segment. That's also fake. They even, their trivia game, that's also fake. It's fake across the board. You want to do some real radio with us, the JV show. But yeah, we're happy we didn't have to check.
Oh, so happy.
We're very happy.
Oh, best Friday ever. Mm-hmm. All right, so there is a woman in Ohio. There is a warrant out for her arrest. It's a woman hunt, not a man hunt. A little corny joke right there.
Oh, sorry.
Anyways, they're looking for her.
There you go.
Her name is Janita Hopings, and she's 45 years old. She allegedly kicked in the front door of her boyfriend's home, barged inside, and then she cut open his...
What now?
His coin purse.
Oh, to try to, like, steal all his change?
No.
She needed quarters for the washing machine?
No. His beanbag?
Oh.
Oh, dude, you will never... I mean, try to vacuum those up. A beanbag chair, broke one open one time as a kid. That stuff goes everywhere.
Not exactly, like, one of those ones.
No?
His egg basket.
For Easter? She's ruining a holiday before. It's not even holiday season right now. Yeah.
His undercarriage.
Of his car? That could be dangerous. You might snap a brake line.
No, not that, Graham.
Oh.
His crotch pouch. His dangly duo.
Now I get it.
She cut that
The giggleberries to his twig.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was so bad.
Oh, no.
Don't tell me.
It was so bad.
Don't.
What?
I just can't. I'm, as a guy that has one of these, I'm getting sick to my stomach.
It was so bad that one was like.
No, don't.
Dangling?
It unraveled like a ball of yarn, just rolled out of there.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It was like fully exposed.
Oh, you don't.
I know.
No.
I know. So they're looking for this woman because you're sicko.
Oh, I thought they were looking for the. Oh.
No, they're not looking for that. No.
You have to find it and put it in a glass of milk.
No, that's teeth, Graham.
Whatever. In that moment, put it in whatever. Soak it in something. I need help.
Oh, no.
No, he, I think from what I've seen, is like, okay. Like, they were able to save all of that, and he's fine. But she is, like, on the run, and they're looking for her to charge her with felonious assault, an aggravated burglary.
That seems like kind of a tough, like, do you think that was her intent? Like, watch me cut this.
Yeah, you don't do that by accident.
I know, but that's not an easy...
I know.
Yeah, what was he wearing?
And there's so many like wrinkles on that. You have to spread it out smooth to get it clean.
Just imagine the pain.
Hey, we're on the radio.
But there is.
That's
but like,
true.
So he. I'm assuming he wasn't wearing jeans
or underwear.
Or maybe or he thought you know.
I don't know. How do you get that close that he wasn't like doing anything?
Well, that's what I mean. Was he like passed out or something?
That I don't know.
Because otherwise, this is a very difficult shot, and there's also a high likelihood that. You know, she misses that and hits something else.
Right. Anyways, I thought you would enjoy that, Graham, you being someone who has one of those.
Things. Yeah, no. Collectively, as I speak for all of us that have that, we are not happy about that. I hope she's prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Death penalty.
Oh, my God. That just grosses me.
He got enough.
Graham, you were talking about Domino's.
Dude, have you guys seen their rebrand?
I haven't, but I've seen people talk about it.
All right, go to JV Morning Show. On Instagram, you can see it on our story. They're rolling out they're going to have a new jingle and all this stuff. And they're launching just a total kind of rebrand refresh for Domino's. Things have gotten a little stale over there.
Okay.
Anyway, the one pizza box, because they're redoing their pizza boxes. And like the main ones for your just average everyday pizza are going to look more like solid color red and blue, but then they have the dots on them. So if you put two of the boxes next to each other, it would look like a domino.
Cute.
Right?
Okay.
And so that like doesn't look that different to me. There's a little update there. But when you order one of their specialty pizzas, any of their premium options, like a handmade Parmesan stuffed crust pizza, one of those, it comes in a special all black with gold lettering box. And you can see that one in the picture. What do you guys think about that one? Because it looks...
I like it.
That's the one, the picture of that one, a lot of people are sharing on social media that are like, whoa, this looks... Like, that looks really fancy.
I like it.
I mean, it's cool, but it's not like, wow, I'm going to order pizza just because of the box.
No.
But it does look cooler.
I think it looks cool.
Looks better, yeah.
like special dominoes.
Yeah, it's like fancy.
Elite.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's cute. I just like, oh, I just Googled what their boxes used to look like, and I don't know if this is current, but it had like a bunch of like writing and stuff.
Yeah. It was very busy.
Yeah, very, very busy. So I like that it just looks like a domino. Yeah. I think that's cute.
Yeah,
I like it. Very minimalistic.
Order multiple pizzas and put them together and start playing actual bones.
Play
some dominoes. Yeah.
Love it. All right, we are going to get to today's hottest trending coming up next. All right, the craziest thing happened to Billie Eilish at her recent show this week. Could have been dangerous for her as well, but details coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The scariest thing happened to Billie Eilish when she was performing in Miami. This was last night, sold out show at Kaseya Center. She is kicking off the North American leg of her tour. And go check out this video, JV Morning Show. It's on her Instagram story. She's walking by like her fans. There's obviously a barricade between them. And she's like giving them high fives, and they grab her and pull her into the crowd. Like, she completely disappears. Like, I don't even know where she went before security came and like pulled her out of the audience. And it happened so fast.
That's so scary.
Are you watching this video, Graham?
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. When you get a chance,
when you get a chance,
go look at it. Go look at it, because something like this could have ended a lot worse. Like, thankfully, her security was right there, and they pulled her out really quick. But it even looks like they kind of like twisted her arm as they're pulling her in. It looks so
hurts.
Yeah,
it makes sense why at all these shows you always see the security running behind whoever artist, like whatever artist is performing. Anytime they get off the stage, you see the security just running behind
following them.
Stressed.
You have to. You literally have to. All right, we're gonna talk about Bad Baby. Just giving everybody a quick heads up.
Oh, geez.
There's not really a point to the story other than, oh my God, she's kind of psycho. Oh. So I was on Instagram, and you know, one of these like blog sites that I follow, they posted this video of Bad Baby and her baby daddy getting into it in some parking lot. I don't know where this is, but she is trying to get her man onto her tour bus, and he's not going on the bus. So she's yelling at him to get on the bus. At multiple times in this video, she starts crying. But not like regular crying. Graham, when I play this, you're going to be like, what am I listening to? And I've just kind of cut out all the not important parts and created kind of like a montage of her yelling and crying. So here we go.
Is that a dying animal?
I wouldn't get on the bus either.
No.
I'm not getting on that bus.
That sounds, these tumultuous relationships, it just makes hearing that just makes me so thankful. I'm in just such an incredible relationship and marriage.
Yeah, but even just like the crying the like a 3-year-old, like the whining part of it, it's a little weird. At your age,
yeah, but is it weird that I feel bad for her?
Yeah, that was spot on.
That was accurate.
You couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah. No. I just feel like, you know, her baby daddy has like put her through a lot that I think she's just kind of in this relationship that she cannot get out of. And it's bad. I mean, I would never think that the like bad baby that would talk about, you know, catch me outside, how about that? And this that would
is acting
same?
Like that.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the video where she was like stuck to his car?
Yeah,
like,
I saw
in the
that
car
one.
Hood. She would not get off the car hood, and she was like hanging on, crying.
Someone needs to intervene.
They
in that
need to break up quick.
They
but
really
I also know what it's like being young and like, you know how it is. You're young, you're stupid, and you think that's it's the end of the world if you leave this man.
Mm-hmm. All the money and fame and all the stuff. It just isn't.
I know. I saw that last night. I was on Instagram. I'm like, what the heck did I just watch?
That was good.
That was so accurate, Graham.
Yeah, it was really good.
Kind of hurt my throat a little bit.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, commuters in the North Bay probably pretty happy. Starting in just a couple of weeks, on the 27th of this month, the bike lane on the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge is going away. It's going to be going back to just a car breakdown lane. The bike lane really snarled commute traffic because barriers were installed to make that bike lane so that if a car did break down there or there was an accident on the road, the road was just two lanes. There was no shoulder. There was nowhere for a car to pull over.
Oh.
And I've every time I've driven across that bridge, I go, I don't see one single person using this bike lane. And yet if a car stalls, where does it go? Where does it stop? All it does is just completely bottleneck traffic. They can't get a tow truck out there. It's hard to get to clear an accident. It makes it really, really difficult to do any of that stuff. So they're moving that away. Look, cyclists, I feel for you guys. They tried to keep that bike lane open. They started a petition, social media posts, a social media campaign, all this stuff. Their efforts failed, unfortunately. Yesterday, they unveiled a new pilot program, though, that they will offer for cyclists as an alternative. They're going to have a shuttle that takes riders across the bridge. Those that use it, they say you'll be able to put your bike onto a trailer and then board a shuttle van that will then drive you across the bridge. Says our goal is to run it about every 25 minutes, but again, that will be traffic dependent. The bicycle lane is not completely going away. It will be going away during all your commute times, Monday through Thursday. They say they will bring it back for certain times of Friday through Sunday. So over the weekend,
it's a nice little
if
compromise.
Cyclists want to go out and use that over the weekend, okay. Which probably when it gets more use, I don't see too many people commuting by bicycle. Mm-hmm. You know, across the Richmond San Rafael Bridge during the week. I don't know. Maybe there are. I just have never seen it. I've seen like one person out there, and I'm always like, why are we wasting that entire lane
right
over there? So starting again, October 27th. Hopefully that improves your North Bay commute because traffic is always brutal as it bottlenecks just getting onto that stretch of the bridge.
Right. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chidi.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Teddy Thay from Walnut Creek. Happy Friday. Burr, 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 burr. congratulations, Jeff. We totally watched that game yesterday, and I was rooting for the New York Giants to beat the Eagles, and that game was fantastic. Can I give a shout out to the Chicago Cubs, Matt Daddy's favorite team? They also won their game yesterday, so they will be heading over to, I think, Milwaukee for game 5 in baseball.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Anyone but the Dodgers, obviously.
I know. The Dodgers advanced last night. Just brutal. I felt bad for the guy that made the error in the bottom of the 11th last night that lost the Phillies the game. That would have been nice to see that series go to game 5. But yeah, game 5 for the Cubs. They forced the game 5. It's winner go home there.
Giants!
The New York.
Dude.
Giants.
Come on. Come on. Like, to defeat any team, but to defeat the Eagles.
That's their hated rival, so it's a big
and defending
big rival
Super Bowl
win.
Champ.
Yeah, big rival
I mean, I'm
win.
Just saying. That was a big win.
Oh, is your shirt? Watched. Is your shirt up?
It is up. It is up.
Okay, you guys have to go see Jess's New York Giants shirt.
It's a custom shirt
it's
that my mother-in-law
shirts
made.
Sewed into one.
But it's cool because like she even was like, where do you want me to like put the pocket? And so I was like, ooh, I want it right here. So it was super cute. Super cute.
That's
love
talent.
Love thoughtful gifts like that.
What's it, what do we call that kind of shirt? Because it doesn't have a name. It's a long sleeve flannel combined with a t-shirt.
It's just a shirt.
Like a flannet or something? Like what do we call it? It needs a name.
Yeah.
It's not just
like
a
flirt.
Shirt.
A flirt.
A flirt.
Oh,
maybe?
I like that.
Go check it out because you really had me fooled. I thought you were wearing a t-shirt with a flannel
same.
Over.
Me too.
So I really looked closely. JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. All right, Fridays. While we have Chidi in here, you know, she tweets a lot. So Graham does a dramatic reading.
Why do 2-year-olds bite? OMG.
So
you run a daycare or what?
No, I have my nephew. It came yesterday. He just turned 2. So we're babysitting him for like the weekend and he is just biting people, like just coming over and just biting you. I'm like, what is going on? I literally Googled how to stop 2-year-olds from biting. It's like one of the ones. Like,
what did it say?
Give him some melatonin.
Oh, I wish.
Hot sauce.
Oh, that's smart. But no, it just
oh,
says
cover
you have
your
to,
body in hot sauce when he bites you, his mouth's on fire.
Exactly.
Smart.
But they just said just. You have to talk to them calmly and tell them it's not okay. But he does
that's not
listen.
Work.
No. Have you ever talked calmly to a raging 2 or 3-year-old?
No.
They don't listen.
Oh my God. Good luck.
The terrible twos is so bad. He's like throwing tantrums and biting and smacking people so hard.
How often do you have to babysit?
No, not. It's just like once a month.
Oh, okay.
But jeez.
I didn't know you were in the babysitting game, Chidi. Interesting.
Yeah. Do you offer your services?
Oh. Yeah, it's a little expensive though. Yeah.
It'd be worth it. I would love to get away from my kids for a night. A little date night.
I like your kids.
Hey, Chidi, just to warn you, in my experience, the terrible twos are nothing compared to the threes. The threes is where they really hit their mean streak.
This is not making sense.
They really know how to live.
Really? They just never get nice.
Well, no, they don't.
After that.
Like,
because then they're teen years, right?
Oh, yeah,
that's even worse.
Yeah, the three-nagers, as they used to call them, or three-nager, whatever it was, they were mean at three. My man, my man, my man. OMG.
Wait, who?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
What man?
Yeah, who is it?
There's a new man in your life?
I quoted a picture. No, I wish. I quoted a picture of Tyreek Withers, and he's just so fine. And I just...
God, now I've got to Google who
I know.
Is.
Oh, my gosh.
Every week, it's a new person. No. Oh,
she told. We talked about this guy before one time.
Yeah, we did. We have talked about him.
Yeah, he's 6'5".
Tyreek Withers.
The guy from Him. He's in the Him movie.
Yes.
He's a good looking guy, 27 years old, so you'd be robbing the cradle a little bit.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And you did watch his movie?
No.
What? Wow. You support your man.
I am going to watch it this weekend, though.
This one picture, just hear me out. I get Patrick Mahomes vibes. One of the pictures I'm looking at one of the top pictures that comes up when I do the Google search, one of them looks like Mahomes, like older brother vibes.
Yeah, if Patrick Mahomes cut his hair,
yes,
this is what he would look like.
And had an older brother.
Oh my God. So do you like Patrick Mahomes too?
No.
We need to work on our Patrick Mahomes impressions, but still, it does sound a lot like that. I will say, these tips, though, yes!
Oh!
Just the tip, or what?
Oh, my gosh. The cash.
Oh!
Cash tips, y'all.
From
Dutch Bros?
Yeah.
Talk me through it. Like, I used to be a bartender. We lived and died by the tips.
Yeah.
Talk to us about your tips.
So, like, we get a lot of cash tips. And Dixon's, people are very generous over there. They're just... handed out money. And then our credit card tips, it's like
$20. Really interesting, because do you remember when Starbucks first started accepting tips and it was this big thing? Everyone's like, they've always had a cash tip jar.
Yeah.
They're, right. I've never seen one filled up before.
No, it's very undersized and sad looking usually.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when they started offering it like on the little pad where you pay with your card, mm-hmm. there was like backlash.
Yeah.
And a lot of baristas would even, like, when that part came up, just hit none for them before flipping it over.
Aww. I remember that, which was kind of weird because, like, they...
A lot of them still do it.
A lot of those drinks, they're putting in just as much work as, say, a bartender would do, shaking up your drink or whatever, making you a drink or pouring you a beer. They're doing just as much work making your coffee,
or
right?
Does it say a lot about just the people that go into Starbucks versus Dutch Bros, because they're over there tipping generously?
Yeah, apparently, like, people are just making it rain there in the drive-thru at the Dutch Bros.
I'm like, okay. But I will say that, like, I don't know, I'm not trying to, you know, say bad things about Starbucks, but I feel like our customer service is like, we're in your car asking about your day.
Oh, you go in the car?
No, you climb in there and give them a quick lap dance?
Wow. In your car.
You straddle them?
I feel obligated to tip, too, if I'm getting a lapper with my latte.
Yeah.
Lattes and lappers. We should open up our own drive-through coffee place.
Yes. That's a smart idea.
That is. I think those things kind of exist.
I didn't know that was the service.
Chidi,
like
you're
that.
The first employee for lattes and lappers.
Aww, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
And you're like, let me help you unwrap your straw, sir.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Thanks for that tip.
Yeah. I gave you the pink one.
The pink straw.
Yeah. Of course, that's the good one.
So you guys go above and beyond versus Starbucks baristas.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, you really service your customers. I see what you guys are doing.
Shout out, Dixon.
I've never even been to a Dutch Bros. I didn't know that they do all that.
Me neither. I didn't know I could get my milk froth right there in my car. That sounds nice. Hey, Chidi, shout out to the location that you work at. Give us let people know where they can
Why?
Go
no
see
one's
you.
Gonna
and
go.
Has a JV Show listener ventured all the way?
No one has visited me, so I don't even think I should even
if we say it enough and now that they know they can get a cheesy lap dance along with their espresso.
That must be the generous tip though.
That's all right. Now they might show up. All right, when can people find you at the Dutch Bros in Dixon?
On Monday I'll be there.
Monday, when to when?
What time?
I don't know. I think 9 to 2. 9 a.m.
And it's the one by Walmart.
Yes.
All right.
In Dixon.
Come visit me.
Chidi's giving out lap dances.
Yeah.
At Dutch Bros.
Get a coffee while you're there, too.
You got to leave a tip, though.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.